Hey church, welcome back to Kingdom Dynamics Podcast. This episode we are going to be talking about prepping. So prepping is something that my friends have been doing for 30 years. I mean, they told me to buy gold when it was $800 an ounce. And I just want to talk about prepping. This episode is not financial advice, although the Bible is very clear that he who doesn't prepare for calamity is going to suffer. So there's definitely some advice in the Bible about preparation. However, today I want to say that the most precious resource on earth are people, and the most precious resource in heaven is the blood of Jesus, which is currently speaking better things. The blood of Jesus is so precious, but you know, his blood is not physically on the earth anymore. I mean, his body's gone. He's gone back to be with the Father. And so I would say that let us start with spiritual prepping. Obviously, Jesus has warned us that the end will come, that he is returning, and that we need to be wise virgins. So all 10 of the virgins fell asleep. All 10 of the virgins were pure. They were waiting for their bridegroom. They had not been with anybody else. They were virgins. So that's really an analogy for us as people who've been washed in the blood of Jesus, where it's not about being clean. It's about being ready. The context of that scripture really is about being ready. And there are many parables about stewardship and responsibility. So are you ready spiritually? You know, are you obeying Jesus Christ? Are you obeying his actual teachings? For example, people are the most precious commodity. The parables about stewardship are often about how you treated others. He said, when I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was naked, you did not clothe me. He talks about the beggar who was in Abraham's bosom, and yet the rich man was in hell being tormented, asking for just a drop of water. But surely that is to do with how the rich man treated people. It wasn't so much about his money, but it was about his attitude, his character. And really, it's about what you do. And that's my prepping advice for you guys. God, in these last days, is looking at what you do. James said, faith without works is dead. It's possible to be like someone watching a TV game of a sporting event and yelling and screaming about the sporting event, but you're not even playing the game. I've seen this with influencers on Instagram and YouTube, and they start to believe that their social media profile and the content on their videos is the real world, but it's not the real world. It feels real to them and it may pay them real money, but in this time of the end times, which we are biblically in, it's what do you do? Do you obey Jesus Christ? Do you confess him before men? Do you clothe the naked? Do you feed the hungry? Do you physically visit people in prison? Do you physically, you know, help people? It's possible to be attending church and reading the Bible and praying, but not actually obeying God. Sometimes spiritual warfare is standing and not doing anything. That's true. We need to pray. We need to be very wise in what we're doing. But I want to say that prepping has got to begin in the heart. And the prepping that Jesus Christ has asked us to do is to be ready, to be waiting, to be praying, and to be doing. So that is definitely the first thing I would encourage you to do, an audit. You might be prepping gold. You might be prepping silver. You might be prepping XRP or Dogecoin. You might be buying Bitcoin shares. You might be buying the new gold shares that have just come out in Australia. And if you do that, you will be doing an audit. How much gold bullion do I have? How many shares in gold do I have? But you need to do a spiritual audit right now. What has God asked you to do that you have not yet done? Is he asking you to reconcile with someone? Is he asking you to visit someone, to call someone, to ask for forgiveness? You know, when I was a little boy, I stole some money from a Jewish friend. It was fake. It was like Monopoly money, but it might have been real. They were maybe Iraqi dinars or something from his dad's bedroom. Yeah, that's right. I was a kleptomaniac a little bit in my teenage years, and I haven't stolen, you know, anything consciously since, not in that way and or in any way that I can recall. But God made me go and this was like 10 years later. God told me to confess my sins, and I thought, God, he's Jewish, he's going to think Christians are dodgy, you know. But I told him, I went and told him, and I said, mate, Asher, you know, when I was 14, 13, you know, I stole some money from your dad's like cupboard or something, or whatever it was. And, you know, that was something that I really, really, really didn't want to do. And God made me do it. Now, that might be something you need to do. You might need to confess your sins. That might result in some sort of, you know, prison sentence or consequence. But I'm telling you, now is the time to do it. Today is the day to settle your accounts. This has to do with relationships. Who have you? This is not about digging up every sin and confessing it, because your sins are wiped away. But this is to do with relationships. If God is wanting you to love someone, forgive someone, to confess your sins to someone, to release someone from offense who's offended you, you've got to do it now. That is a spiritual audit. Another spiritual audit is, you know, has God asked you to sell your business? Has he asked you to sell your house and give it away? Has he asked you to be a missionary? Like, today is the day to do the spiritual audit. And I'm going to leave it between you and God. It may not be painful. It may not be uncomfortable. But it will cost you your very life. Because Jesus said that if you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself. Listen, it's yourself that's screaming. Myself was screaming. It was me who didn't want to go and tell that Jewish boy that I stole from him 10, 15 years prior. And, you know, now that was God. That was 30 years ago or whatever. More than 30 years ago. But I have peace in my heart. Number two, I believe you need to become a prepper and do a spiritual audit, but I also believe you need to become a prepper and do a social audit. There might be people that you don't want to see anymore. There might be social media accounts that you want to delete. There might be relationships that God is wanting you to separate from. I'll leave that up to you, but I believe you need to do a social audit. It might have to do with the time that you spend with certain groups of people, prioritizing the kingdom. Remember, to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness is to seek first what Jesus wants, and to do it by having a relationship with him. His righteousness is your ability to face God. You can go into the throne of grace with confidence because you are righteous. Righteousness is a free gift. God is not holding your sins against you, but you've got to enter into that relationship transactionally. You need to be washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. What's the transaction? That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So God sending his son plus you believing in him equals eternal life. The Bible also says that those who believe in their heart and confess with their mouth shall be saved. So it's not just believing in your heart or in your mind. It's actually, it's got to become real. It's got to become transactional. The same as joining Australia or America as a citizen, you do it publicly. There's a confession. You do it in front of other people. There's an oath. There's a promise, and you do it verbally and out loud. I believe that's really important. Some of you may need to get water baptized or to become part of a church or to leave a church that you know you're not meant to be in for whatever reason and start your own or join another one. I want to encourage you to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. His righteousness is to drink his blood and to eat his body, and you become one with him. I believe you also need to do the third most, I believe that's most important, is spiritual, followed by social, followed by physical and mental and emotional. So physical means, are you on antibiotics? Why are you on antibiotics? Are you on statin medication? Do you need blood thinners? Do you need insulin? You know, medical establishment will tell you that you need these things for the rest of your life, but do you really need them? I'm not giving medical advice here, but I'm telling you that I know people, countless people, who have been healed of so-called incurable diseases through diet, including depression, anxiety, insomnia, mental illness, diseases, chronic diseases, inflammation, fibromyalgia, all of these things, attention deficit disorder. I believe that you can be free of your dependency on Western medicine through diet and through education. Now, many of you understand that money is far more complicated than it would appear in high school. Many of you have financial advisors. Many of you have chief financial officers, accountants, because it's navigating financial terrain is very tumultuous. But I would say that to navigate your physical terrain is very tumultuous. Your body, your diet is a complex ecosystem. It's a complex system. You can't just add some salt water, you know, and change the environment. You can't just, you know, put up a wind turbine or spray some aluminium in the air and change the global, you know, weather system. The weather system is a complex system. The planet is so big. The moon, the tides, everything is contributing to the weather. And while the government may be able to cause it to rain in a geolocation or stop the rain for a period of time or put giant turbines out at sea to change the wind and affect the climate in a very small, minute microcosm of an area, they're not able to change the weather globally. It's a far too complex system, but they'll try. But it's the same with your diet. You can't just assume to go to a doctor and that's enough, or go to a naturopath. You've got to do your research. You need to educate yourself financially. You need to educate yourself physically. You need to educate yourself spiritually. You can't just go to church and listen to one pastor preach his opinion every week. You've got to also do your own research. You've got to read the Bible yourself. You've got to get a study Bible, a concordance. You've got to maybe listen outside of your circle of influence just to make sure that you're getting a whole meal. And it's the same with your physical health. I'm telling you, you can get free of medication. It might involve talking to a dietitian, might involve some research, but I do not believe that you should settle for, you know, medication for the rest of your life, because the days might come, whether it's a economic downturn or inflation or a solar flare or the internet going off or a lockdown or the Suez Canal being, you know, jigsaw jammed by a boat, something is going to stop, you know, global supply in some areas, and it's going to be impossible to stockpile, you know, money and food and medication and weapons. I mean, where are you going to store your medications? How long do they last? So I would really encourage you to take this moment to get as physically healthy as you can through what I call and what is called preventative medicine. You know, if your doctor has you on statin, say, please, doctor, I would like you to begin me on a journey of getting off the statins, of getting off the anti-anxiety, of getting off the sleeping tablets. And the doctor might say, oh, no, you know, that's not safe. You should go on them for life. Say, well, I'm not going to stop them, doctor, now, but I'd like a second opinion. I'd like to know, do you have any stories? Do you have any research? You know, don't let them general practice on you. Get a second opinion. I'm telling you, there are doctors who can get you off those sorts of medications. It might involve a change of diet, change of routine. It might involve exercise, but I'm telling you that it's worth it. It's worth it right now. Finally, you want to do a little bit of, get out of debt financially as well. In fact, why don't we just summarize today? Number one, we've got to get out of our spiritual debt today. Let's do that right now. Father, we just want to thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you sent. We believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God, that you rose him from the dead on the third day, and that he's currently seated at the right hand of God. And we also ask for and receive your Holy Spirit who was sent. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would baptize these people, which means total submersion, Lord, total submersion, Lord. Burn them up, Lord, in a good way, because you, Jesus, baptize with fire. You baptize with the Spirit and with fire. Number two, guys, which is also just forgive everyone everything they've ever done. Let's do that now, you know, to get free socially and emotionally. Let's just say, Father, we forgive everyone. Father, we forgive everyone who sinned against us. And Father, we release everyone, including you, God, of expectations unfulfilled. God, that job that we didn't get, that prayer that we prayed that didn't seem to get answered, Lord, we release you, Father God. And we release man. We release parents and friends and girlfriends and boyfriends and children and dogs and cats and daughters and spouses. We forgive our pastors. We forgive our presidents. We forgive our leaders in economics. We forgive the WEF. We forgive everyone, everything they've ever done. Lord, release them. God, we're asking that you would release them and forgive them for what they've done, because they do not know what they've done. And we thank you that you've forgiven us. So we release all men right now to you, and we release you, God. Where you didn't seem to meet our expectations, we're sorry. We know that you've already provided. We know that you've already given. You've already died. You've already shed your blood. You've already given us the kingdom. So we realize it's not you, God. It's probably us. And finally, God, we release ourselves, Father God. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I'm not perfect. But I pray, God, that you would transform me into the image of Christ, that I would live as Jesus lived, that I'd walk as Jesus walked. So guys, we've done number one, spiritual debt. We've done number two, relational and social debt. So number three, God, would you help us physically, God, right now? Let us know if you want us to wear a tinfoil hat and stop drinking tap water, God, or whether you want us to just exercise a little bit more. Holy Spirit, we just ask you, you're so practical, Holy Spirit. You're so much of a lover, Lord God. You love us with a fire, Lord, with a passion. You love our bodies, God. You love our souls, God. You want us to have abundant life. And today we will settle for nothing less than abundance. Lord, abundant life today, which is physical health. No arthritis. No diseases. No colds and flus. No tinea. No tinnitus in the ears. No premature aging. No Alzheimer's. No dementia, Father God. No. We say no. We say no to ungodliness, Lord. We say no. We do not accept sickness. We do not accept sickness, God. We receive your physical healing in our bodies. And Holy Spirit, we ask for you to teach us and to train us. If there's anything practical in our lives that we can do to be healed, Lord, in Jesus' name. And for everything else, God, we receive your supernatural intervention right now. That by your stripes, we are healed, Lord. God, we know that Paul said to Timothy to drink a little bit of wine and to help his stomach, Father God. We know that Paul prayed for, was it Mark? I can't remember. Who was sick almost to the point of death, but you spared him, God. We just thank you for healing, but also let us know if there's anything physical we can do to partner with you on that in Jesus' name. And finally, God, if you want us to inherit, Lord God, the earth, we will inherit the earth, Lord. We know, God, that as we seek first your kingdom, all else is added to us as well. But God, some of us are meant to start businesses. Lord, some of us are called to invest, Lord God, to have more than enough to give, Father God. So God, we give you our resources, Lord, right now. Help us to do the basics, God, like starting a business, like tithing, Father God. But would you add your supernatural abundance, God? Would you speak to us, Lord, in dreams and visions if we're meant to invest, Lord God, if we're meant to buy gold or silver or XRP and cryptocurrencies, Lord, or whether we're meant to just keep a little bit extra for the rainy day, Lord God, as the Proverbs gives us incredible insight into little by little and into stewardship and savings, Lord. We just ask, but for those who are called to give financially, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven in Jesus' name that we would not have room enough to contain it, Lord. Yes, by giving, more will be given, but also, God, by divine strategies, Lord. I know that you speak to people about investments. I know that you speak to people about businesses, about patents, about competitive advantages, Lord, about trademarks, Father God, about business ideas, about investment ideas, Father God. I know even Kevin Zadai was given days and times and amounts of money to buy stocks and to sell them. So, God, we're not loving money, God. But we're just asking that you would give us the practical as well as the spiritual right now in Jesus' name. Guys, I hope you've really enjoyed this message. I want to tell you, yeah, prepping is in right now. Prepping is in, but you have got to be prepared. That's what prepping means, to be prepared. You've got to be prepared, number one, for the return of Christ, for Judgment Day. You've got to be prepared spiritually. Make sure you got peace with God, that you've reconciled with God and with man. You got to make sure that you're physically, emotionally, and socially prepared, as well as financially prepared. I hope this has been a great help for you guys. Love you lots. I've been Jonathan, and I just want to give you a couple of resources. Again, this is not financial advice, but I really do like the conversations of Rafi Faber. He's a Jewish guy. He's not born again. He's a bit of a cheeky guy. He makes a lot of jokes, but he has a really good Substack about economics, and I just really like Rafi Faber. So that's R-A-F-I-F-A-B-E-R, Rafi Faber. He's got a funny podcast if you're interested in what's happening economically. I really like him. There's another born-again guy called Jim Wellis, I think. I think he's pretty good. But just please, guys, yeah, I really like the Carnivore Code, the Carnivore Code by Dr. Paul Saladino. I'm just saying these are some things that I've found assisting me in preparation. I really like Dr. Kevin Zadai when it comes to preparing our hearts for the return of Christ and being ready and on fire when he comes. I quite like Chuck Missler when he talks about end times. I really believe that we should be researching and listening and studying all of these things. Now, you might not have money to buy gold or Bitcoin. You may not have the ability to totally change your diet right now, but I believe that God is going to help you financially, physically, emotionally, and of course spiritually to be prepared for the days ahead. Guys, we want to be prudent, we want to be ready, and we want to be watching. I've been Jonathan. You've been listening to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. Bye for now.